Special Agent Barton. The book has resurfaced in Gunaway, Texas.
What happened, Agent Jones?
By the looks of it, two women performed a ritual from the book. One of them killed her friend, then herself several days ago. Now there's an unprecedented heat wave and hurricane force winds.
That's interesting. I don't recall any killings followed by natural events. It's either one or the other.
Correct. I double-checked our records and Ophelia's diary. There is no record of both occurring within the same event.
Theories?
Either there is something special about one or both of the women, or something unique about the town.
I'd bet the women. Book has never been to Gunaway, and if that location had some significance, it would have been there much sooner.
True.
Did either of the women have an unusual condition?
No. Both healthy.
Huh. Any progress on the genealogy of the man whose skin binds the book?
No, but I'd be willing to bet that one of the women is a descendant of the man.
Did either of the women have children?
No, but one of the women has a sister who's pregnant.
Let's keep an eye on the sister and the eventual child. If the book appears to that family again, we could confirm a biological connection.
Yes, sir.
And ask Janet to book travel to Gunaway. I want you on the ground there. Bring Dr. Evans with you. I want to study this weather phenomena to see what might be driving it, or if it has any unnatural qualities, to see if we can get a better idea of how this book operates.
Yes, sir. How long do you want us to stay?
A month for now. But given the high potential of a biological connection, we'll want to station an agent and scientist in Gunaway as long as the sister or child are there. If we can confirm that a bloodline empowers or activates the book, we'll be one step closer to this being the next successful Manhattan Project. Let's leave the book in that town for now and keep watch on it.
Thank you, sir. I'll keep you updated.
Welcome, dear listeners. If you prefer an ad-free experience, be sure to join our Patreon at patreon.com/afflicted. You can also purchase an ad-free episode or season pass via the Apollo Podcasts app. Afflicted is a horror thriller podcast produced by Ransom Media Productions. Specific content warnings are available in the show notes. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
What on earth? The bodies. That half of them are just gone. The uncleaned ones are still here. Jerry was right about the water. It's done something to reanimate the dead. Oh shit. Macy. Oh, God, she's gone. I have to warn Gemma. Shit. Okay, it's dark, so Gemma's probably wrapped up her rounds for the night. She's pissed, so she won't be at the bar with Cherries. Dr. Torres! I bet she'll be there. But first, I'm gonna need to get my gun from the bar. Please, God, Don't make me have to kill my own daughter. Dear God, when it rains, it pours.
Kelly has to pay for what he's done!
Please, don't let me be too late.
Right, listen up! Find some handcuffs and shackle them to these cars!
Somebody find something! We can't let them get away!
Perfect.
They're starting to wake up! Hurry!
Rhonda, what's going on here?
No, stop! August!
Kelly killed Karen. Brutally stabbed her to death. And Andre refuses to do anything about it. So we're doing his job for him.
What? Kelly would never.
Well, he did.
When? Kelly's been at the bar all evening.
Liar!
Why are you covering for that lunatic, August? You know he left the bar. Remember?
Kelly,
where have you been?
Rhonda, wait. Are you okay? Your voice and your eyes.
Get the fuck away from me, August. You killed my baby, and now you're covering for Karen's murderer. I don't even know who you are anymore.
Rhonda.
I said, get the fuck away from me.
Jesus, Rhonda. I know that losing a child can make
you... Get away from her, August. And leave us be. This has nothing to do with you.
The hell it doesn't. You're calling for the death of two innocent men.
Oh.
Oh, they are anything but innocent. Oh, hell. Andre himself is an abomination. And Kelly, besides being a murderer, he's not a he either. God hates them both, and it is my duty to send them both to hell where they belong.
Leave, August, or you'll be joining them.
Gemma. If I'm right about those bodies, I think we might need to stick together.
I agree. If the dead are roaming around town, it's not safe to be alone. Especially since you're the only one with a gun.
Well, I'm thinking we go to the bar first. We can get weapons there so we can fight off any corpses that try to attack us while we purify them.
Sounds like a plan.
I know you don't want anything to do with this. You don't want to learn hoodoo and you couldn't care less about the family heritage. But there are some things you should know.
Mama Cherry, if I'd known what was at stake, I would have never said no. I'm sorry.
Child, we ain't got time for that. What's done is done. Now listen. I know you know this isn't the first time Gunaway has suffered a disaster. You were a baby, so you don't remember. But Becky's aunt tried to summon a demon from the book.
The book?
August never told you?
Told me what?
The thing that's causing all this is a book. It's bound in human flesh and centuries old. My aunt and mother kept a diary of what they learned about it, but Medea was pretty sure the government snatched it from her house when I was a little girl.
Hold up. Becky didn't cause this? Pops told me she did.
Well, she did. In a roundabout way. The book used her, just like it did her aunt. Anyway, Medea told me everything she could remember from the diary. She wrote it down and hid it in Aunt Ophelia's headstone.
What did she tell you?
We believe our ancestors trapped an evil man inside the book and bound it in his flesh. It couldn't be destroyed, so they kept watch over it until one day it escaped. Since then, it's crisscrossed the country, mostly across the South, causing all manner of disasters. Aunt Ophelia believed all of the presidential assassinations were the work of the book, as were several plane crashes and a whole slew of natural disasters. We also know the government keeps tabs on its location, probably studying it.
The government? As in the United States government?
One and the same.
Oh my God. It all makes sense now. Showing up overqualified, almost to the point of being irrelevant?
Who showed up?
That's Pops! Let's go!
To the bar first. We're gonna need more firepower.
Please, everyone! You don't need to do this!
How foolish you are, August. Ever the peacemaker.
I am telling you one last time, August. Walk away. They must pay for what they've done. Do not align yourself with these sinners.
We're all sinners, Don. Every last one of us. Including you, including Rhonda, and Karen, too.
Don't you dare say her name. Tie him up, too!
No! Just take me! August is innocent!
God tells us not to judge, Don. You know that. We've never got along, but I've always believed you to be a man of God.
And I am. And God acts through me.
God doesn't hate. And this is nothing but hate. Pure and simple.
Don, that's arrogance and you know it. God would never approve of murdering people without proof of their guilt.
What did you say? Proof? Did you say... Everyone quiet down! Did you say proof? Proof? My wife's body... My wife is evidence of their guilt!
I didn't kill her!
This isn't right, Don.
No, I said tie him up!
Leave him alone!
You are done! Tie him up!
Yeah. August keeps a shotgun behind the bar. You go in and grab that, and I'll see what else I can find.
On it.
Shit. Karen, you scared me. Why are you... Are you hurt? Let me see.
Karen, is this your blood or someone else's?
Mine.
Okay, you're going to be okay. Let me take a look. Mama Cherry, can you go grab one of the medical kits from the med tent?
Be right back.
I need to lift up your dress to examine you, Karen. Is that okay?
Oh, okay.
Your dress is slashed to bits. But there's not a mark on you. Are you sure this is your blood?
Yeah.
Can you tell me where you're hurt?
I'm not.
Then how? Did you have a miscarriage?
No.
Karen, where are you going? What the fuck just happened? I thought she was hurt. Bad.
So did I. Her dress was torn like she'd been stabbed or something. But when I examined her, she didn't have so much as a scratch.
Think she was lying? That it was someone else's blood?
That's the only explanation I can think of.
Well, we've got other fish to fry right now. Let's grab the shotgun and see what's going on out there.
Hurry!
Honey. Karen!
Oh my God. Honey, how? It's a miracle. It's a miracle!
Don't you see? God has shined his light upon us.
She's alive.
I hate to question our Lord and Savior, but honey, you were dead. You were dead.
No. Alive.
I told you I didn't kill her! Let us go!
Hey, Stab.
Just because my wife survived your attack doesn't mean you don't deserve punishment, Kelly. We all know Lucifer's tongue is rooted deep. God saw fit to keep her here with us. Despite your best efforts. Honey, we need to get you medical attention. You've lost a lot of blood, okay?
Where's Dr. Torres?
Has anyone seen Dr. Torres?
No. I'm fine.
I know, but let's just be sure, okay?
Surely you can all see the foolishness of this. Karen is alive and well, and y'all almost killed two men for a crime they didn't even commit. Let them go.
She was still stabbed! Charlie deserves to hang for this! Do not let them go! Kill them all! And if August gets in your way, kill him too!
Rhonda, what is... This isn't you! This isn't you.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
She's not even hurt.
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
I examined her at the bar. That's not her blood. Can't be.
Of course it was her blood. She was stabbed.
I saw it myself. I watched Kelly stab her. Helpless to save her from such a violent attack.
I don't know what you saw, Rhonda, but Karen wasn't stabbed. If anything, we should be asking her whose blood she's covered in.
Oh, for God's sake, Gemma. Put that pistol down. We both know you don't have what it takes to use it.
It's the rain. Look at her. Green eyes. Blue around her mouth. And Rhonda has it too. Look at your neighbors. The rain heals people.
No, it wasn't the rain. It wasn't... I told you, it was God's miracle. But just because God healed her doesn't mean that Kelly and Andre are off the hook. Something must be done!
God had nothing to do with it. The way the rain heals isn't natural.
No, see, that's the point! That's the point! God works in mysterious ways. He doesn't work with the natural.
Don, this isn't God. A demon did this.
You watch your mouth, Cherry.
Satan had nothing to do with this.
You're right. Satan didn't. Like I said, it was a demon. A demon caused the quakes and that rain.
She's right, Don. Karen's alive and healed because of the rain.
Have you two lost your minds? Demons don't heal.
That's right.
They kill.
They heal if it'll bring chaos and evil.
Oh, how dare you!
Oh, hell no.
I didn't mean... Oh, shit.
Come on, Kelly. Let's get you out of these cuffs. Any idea where a key might be?
They'll need one. When you get arrested enough times, you learn how to get out of these things. Just takes a while is all.
Well, let's go get Andre.
Kelly! Kelly's friend!
Let me go!
No, you need help. You're coming with me to the bar, whether you like it or not. Jesus, you're strong. Jerry, I need some help over here.
Fuck you, August.
August, Gemma, Rhonda knocked August out. We've got to get out of here.
Oh, Jerry. You aren't going anywhere.
Rhonda, you're sick. I don't want to hurt you, but I will. Stay back.
You think I'm afraid of a little buckshot? How sweet. In the arm? You're a terrible shot, dear. A child could have hit me dead center with a shotgun.
Oh, I hit exactly where I meant to. And these aren't regular shells.
Where's she going?
Don't know and don't care right now. The little bit of frizzled hint on that buckshot won't cure the affliction, but it's enough that she won't want to take any more shots. Let's get August and get out of here.
I got it. Let's go.
Honey.
You're okay. You're okay, sweetheart. I got you. Come here.
You lost.
What?
Die to be together.
Honey, we are together. God healed you. You are safe, and you are okay now. I know you're scared not knowing where Kelly is, but I'll keep you safe this time. I won't leave your side. I swear.
But, Dad...
Oh, and I know. I know. I know you died, and I'm so sorry. Honey, I'm so sorry I wasn't there to protect you. I'm so sorry I failed to deliver justice. I will not fail again. I won't. I will not fail you again.
No. You must die to be together.
I don't understand. Are you saying God wants me to die and be healed too? So we can truly be together, spiritually?
Yes. Die.
I don't know, honey. I mean, if God wanted me dead, that dog could have done me in. Or anyone in this crowd, for that matter.
Hell, Cherry is evil personified, and she had a gun.
If God wanted me dead, I'd be dead for certain. I don't think my dying is in God's plan for me.
Die.
Karen.
Together. Love.
Okay. You. Yeah.
Together forever.
Andre, set Pops on this table so I can check him out, will ya?
Gladly. The man is heavier than he looks.
Oh, God, no.
What is it? Kelly, what's wrong?
Hank!
What about Hank? Where is he?
Karen! She killed him!
What? When?
The office!
Jesus Christ!
Oh my God.
Dear God.
Why didn't they tell me before she did this? We could have stopped her.
Why didn't who tell? Oh, them. Are you sure it was Karen? To do this kind of... No human can tear a body limb from limb.
Well, Karen isn't human. Not anymore.
Wait. Can Hank come back too?
Not without his head, he can't. Gemma, earlier you mentioned something about it making sense about someone showing up. Who are you talking about? Hank?
No. Dana.
Thanks so much for joining us. Make sure to listen to the very end to hear a preview of the next episode and a little behind-the-scenes treat. This episode stars...
Imshai Dash as Mama Cherry.
Christian Young as August Caldwell.
Kim Gasile as Rhonda Caldwell.
Marian Toro as Gemma Caldwell.
Calvin Joyle as Deputy Andre Pierce.
Cass Minter as Kelly.
Sheree L. Stewart as Karen Spaulding.
Matthew Ewald as Don Spaulding.
Afflicted is a horror thriller podcast produced by Ransom Media Productions. Afflicted was written and created by Tanya Ransom and is directed and executive produced by Tanya Ransom and Jen Zink. Sound design is by Jen Zink. Theme music and original score by Lillian Boyd. This week's episode is co-executive produced by Matthew Ewald. Our associate producer is Adam Rich. This episode was sponsored in part by Thea Jewel Nielsen. If you're enjoying Afflicted, please consider contributing to help us pay our amazing cast and crew for season 2. You can join our descendants on Patreon at patreon.com/afflicted to enjoy early access, ad-free episodes, and access to the show's Discord server. If you prefer a one-time purchase, you can buy a season or episode pass via the Apollo Podcasts app for early access and ad-free episodes. Season pass holders will also receive access to our exclusive Discord server. Aside from supporting us via Patreon or the Apollo Podcasts app, you can also support us by sporting Afflicted branded merch. Head on over to merch.afflictedaudio.com now to snag your t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, and more. Want to stay on top of all things Afflicted? Follow us on Twitter at Afflicted Audio so you'll always be among the first to hear about special episodes and events, giveaways, and more. Sharing across social media is also a huge help to us, so please be sure to tell your followers about the show. Reviews help other listeners discover Afflicted, so please take a moment to share how much you enjoyed the show on your podcast listening app. We would like to acknowledge that the land on which we produce this show is the occupied land of the Haudenosaunee and Kowotikan peoples. Season 1 of Afflicted takes place in East Texas, which is the land of the Caddo people. Neither the Kowotikan nor Caddo tribes are federally recognized due to cumbersome and intentionally prohibitive federal bureaucracy. And now for a preview of our next episode.
Get out! I'm done!
No way we can make it through that mob.
The sun coming up doesn't mean it'll be safe to walk the streets.
This is only going to get worse as the day goes on.
Both of our lives will be seriously at risk.
I'll be ready next time. I won't let you down again.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
And now, a treat for listening until the very end. There have been 7 documented cases of mass hysteria in recorded history. A dancing plague in 1518, violent tremors in a group of schoolgirls in 1892, a mysterious paralysis-inducing powder during World War II, June bugs that caused rashes and nausea in 1962, and a laughing epidemic in Africa that same year, and a half-man, half-monkey that attacked people in India in 2001. But the most well-known event was the Salem Witch Trials. Every American learns about the witch trials in school. Arthur Miller wrote The Crucible, comparing the witch trials to McCarthyism, but one thing most of us weren't taught was that the hysteria that resulted in the death of 25 accused witches was potentially caused by ergot poisoning. Ergot is a fungus that grows on rye and, when ingested, causes hallucinations and weakens the immune system of its victims. The potential connection of witch hunts to ergot poisoning was first uncovered in 1976, and since then, researchers have found that in almost every recorded witch plague, the conditions were ripe for ergot poisoning. And furthermore, witch hunts did not occur in communities that didn't eat rye. Of course, the witch trials still likely would have occurred without hallucinogenic poisoning because of fear and social conditions, but essentially, ergot poisoning made the afflicted behave like zombies, minus the desire for brains.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Edgar said to the interviewer he was convinced that the thing out there wasn't a vault.
Yeah, I know what he thought.
Dr. Edgars didn't think it was designed to keep things out.
I know what he thought.
He thought it was designed to keep something in.
Do you even understand the difficulty trying to keep a base like Fathom at the bottom of the ocean from killing everyone in it on a daily basis?
Oh my God.
Everyone hold on to something.
I think whatever is on the other side of that door out there, it's not friendly. I think it's trying to get out. That, my friend, is a dire combination.
That's a bad sign.
Get out of the door!
It's spreading like some kind of technological contagion. We can either stop it here or watch the world burn.
Fathom, the first season of Derelict. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Or learn more at DerelictPodcast.com.